Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Rob. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money. You know, Rob, a lot of people have had to forego travel for a long time. We're getting back to it, and it's happening kind of in droves, and that's driven costs up. Travel costs up about 11%, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. But people still want to travel, right? So how do you work through this environment and, you know, not put yourself into a ton of debt and create problems, right?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I mean, we had a fun community event yesterday.
Yeah.
And a lot of conversations about, you know, what people are doing in travel out of the pandemic. And we unveiled a membership program for discounts with high fanfare on some of them, including travel.
Yeah. So it was kind of fun.
It was fun and well received for the members who were there.
Yeah. Now, if you're not a member, I guess, how do we find, how do we get discounts and how do we do these kinds of things? Anyway, we've got a terrific guest to help us understand this. Omar Kaiwan is co-founder of Goose Insurance, and he's a Canadian travel expert. Omar, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
All right. So you heard our setup here. Travel costs are up and, you know, people are desperate to get out and resume some of the travel that they had to forego over the last little while. Just maybe give us a bit of a setup. As a travel expert, what do you see out there? And do you anticipate that costs are going to come down anytime soon?
I think, well, that's a $1 million question, right? Whether the costs are going to come down or not. We're still trying to figure out if there will be. I mean, the expectation is that hopefully it will come down. I mean, that's what we're hoping for. But what we're seeing in terms of demand, that consumers are still, planning on traveling. With that being said, Canadians are making adjustments in terms of their travel plan. So if they were going to go for 2 weeks of a holiday, they're maybe considering a 10-day or a week. That's what we're seeing, at least on the insurance side, when we're actually selling insurance, that the travel trip durations have dropped slightly. But in terms of overall demand, people are still continuing to travel. There is a lot of pent-up demand. A lot of people haven't traveled, like you said, for the last few years. So it's still very top of mind. And, you know, there's a lot of summer travel that we're expecting. Even if you look at the CATSA report, in terms of the total number of passengers that are passing through the 7 or 17 largest airports that we have across Canada, we are well above 2019 numbers. So the travel season is here and people are traveling and Canadians are traveling despite the increase in travel. With that being said, I think there are a lot of people that are looking for deals more so than ever before. It's interesting to see that, you know, the discount or membership that you guys unveiled, but it's really people are looking for ways to save up money and reduce their overall travel expense.
So give us some tips on that, I think, right? If somebody wants to travel, and aside from cutting maybe the amount of time, where can they look to try to find some of these deals or cut out some of those costs?
That's a great question. I think the number one thing that I've been saying is that if you have points or you have been collecting any kind of points, now it's a good time to redeem them. A lot of people have been, whether you're with, you know, we have different travel plans, whether it's with your credit card or with your or an airline, this is a good time to redeem them. And it's always wise to redeem your points for travel whenever you have enough, because you don't want to be waiting and holding on to it, because they can change the value of the points in the system at any point. So at any time, sorry. So it's a good idea to redeem them if you can. If you're not part of a loyalty program, sometimes they have deals and welcome offers. If you're staying with a hotel, for example, sign up, get those points and use them for some of your stay. For travel particularly, consider destinations that you haven't gone to before, but perhaps that where the Canadian dollar can go far. We are seeing a slight reduction in the US travel volume that we're typically used to as Canadians, because we are big fans of tourist travelers to the US. So we are seeing a drop in that when people are considering other destinations. So, you know, this may be a good idea, especially if you're planning on traveling later on in the year when You know, we're getting a little bit of the not so nice weather, you know, going to some of the countries like Caribbean and Mexico and all that, you know, would be a good idea. Europe travel also, there's different destinations like Portugal, for example, has become a much bigger, hotter destination than it ever was before for Canadians, just because the Canadian dollar does go further than other parts of Europe. So these are some things to consider. The other thing is, if you are finding hotels, because hotels are, we're seeing a significant price hike in accommodations across the board, but particularly with hotel chains. I think in some parts of the world, it's a 35 to 40% increase in an average daily rate or per night. Consider alternatives, you know, short-term rentals, Airbnbs, VRBOs is a good alternative to consider. And you might actually be able to save a little bit more money, because typically it comes with a kitchen. You can prepare your breakfast, your meals while you're on a vacation as well, versus staying in a hotel where you kind of have to eat out. Speaking of which, budgeting, including for how much you want to spend for meals, is a very, very important component of any travel plans. If it's helpful to you, consider getting one of those prepaid credit cards where you load them up with the total amount of money you want to spend. Of course, you want to take some additional money and credit cards with you just in case if you need it, but make it as your main card to use while you're traveling. That also kind of helps you against any fraud, but also protects you in terms of, you know exactly how much money to spend and stick to the budget.
Omar, I guess with, you know, higher prices and discounts of it, people looking for the best possible option out there, there's people that can try and take advantage of people doing that. Is there any kind of scams and things that people should be looking to avoid?
Absolutely. If you are booking with a site, especially with that you're not used to or you haven't seen, or it's not one of the major ones, double check, triple check. We have seen one too many incidents where people are finding these random websites that apparently have deals, book their hotel, and then they get to their destination and they say, we don't have a reservation. We're not affiliated with that website. We don't. So there's a lot of scams like that, unfortunately, that are happening. So if you are booking, try to book with a major site or airline that you're used to, that you have the confidence and trust. It doesn't happen all the time, so I don't mean to scare away your listeners, but it's something to be very, very aware of. If you haven't seen the brand or haven't dealt with them, especially with these site aggregators where you go in and you search for flight and then all of a sudden you get a laundry list of websites to book on that you have not heard of, double check, click on the About Us, call them, you know, if they have a Contact Us button, and you know, try to dig up and search the company on Google as well to see where they're located. That way it's a good way for you to consider. And you know, it's unfortunately these things are happening more frequently than we have ever been used to, but it is something very, very important to be aware of.
Anytime I think there is a high demand situation, mm-hmm. right, like in travel today, and then people are price sensitive, right, it's an easy scam to put out there, mm-hmm. right? So the other thing I'd caution people is if it simply looks too good to be true, you should be cautious about right. that, right? Because it's an easy way to suck somebody in to show a big discount relative to somebody else. And then it just simply, right. Not be legitimate. So that's, use your gut, right? Yeah. As well, because we've seen instances of that as well. From an insurance perspective, we got a minute or less, Omar, what should people be thinking about in today's travel environment? Is there anything that's changed from an insurance perspective that we need to be aware of?
Not a lot has changed. I mean, most travel plans actually do include COVID-19. There's COVID-19, unfortunately, still out there as a virus. So, you know, it's highly recommended for Canadians to never really travel outside of Canada, outside of their home province with any travel medical. That's kind of the basics. That's the absolute minimum. There's a lot of things that are happening nowadays, especially with flight delays and flight cancellations, and the headlines are all over us are populated associated with these things. So considering trip cancellation, trip interruption, especially if you have booked flights and accommodation that is non-refundable and your travel plans are set, but you are worried about the unexpected, it is something really important to consider. Again, before you buy any kind of insurance, just take a few minutes to review the wordings and review the benefits and making sure that, you know, it meets your needs before you book it, because every single policy is different. Of course, we're all unique and our destinations and travel plans are unique. So it's really important to review and ask any questions from a licensed agent or agency that you're buying from before you actually purchase the policy.
Thank you, Omar. We're going to have to leave it there. We've been joined by Omar Kaiwan, who's a co-founder of Goose Insurance, a travel expert as well. Travel is an important part of a lot of people that a lot of people's retirement experience that we talk about. So let's talk about how to build that that experience in and bulletproof it at our upcoming seminar.
Yeah, join us Tuesday, May 23rd. This will be 7 p.m. in person at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Let's talk about capacity assessments in the estate planning process after the break. Join us for that. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.